Sam Jackson returns in Attack of the Clones as a much more active Mace Windu. No more sitting around in the Jedi Council comfy chairs for him. But what preparation did Sam do for that amazing Jedi fighting sequence in Episode 2?
Well, we start out with basic kendo training with Nick Gaylight, the stunt coordinator, and basic fencing things. Luckily, I'd done enough of that in acting school, fencing. And we're all encouraged to create our own lightsaber styles so that we'll be distinctive. And I'm a huge Hong Kong film fan, so I've been watching guys use swords in those films and watching samurai films, basically the Lone Wolf and Cub series, the Baby Carton series. And because Mace is who he is, we figure there's only one person in the universe that could probably defeat him in a lightsaber battle, would be Yoda. So my style's pretty efficient. I dispatch with people pretty quickly and with a modicum of flair.
Did Sam ever discuss the relationship between Mace Windu and Yoda with George Lucas?
Not really. I guess since the beginning, when I got there for the first time and got my first few pages of script and realized that we had conversations, I just assumed that our relationship was different from everyone else's. And in this one, you do see that they spend a lot of time together talking about things outside the Jedi Council and making decisions among themselves.
For the Yoda scenes, Sam was acting to empty space. Was that a difficult process?
Because I'd worked with the puppet in the first one, I was very aware of how Frank and the guys operated Yoda and what it took for him to move and do things. So I knew how to talk to him. But on those days, I was pretty much working with my favorite actor, me.
Did Sam find the new digital Yoda convincing? And just how did they achieve the all-out Jedi battle scene at the climax?
He looks great to me. It's still Yoda. The fact that, he's still there, he still moves the same way, except in the end. It was fine for me. Being able to see all the things that we were accomplishing was pretty great. George just puts you in this big empty room with green walls on it and says, okay, there's lots of things attacking you, so fight them. The more you do, the more they have to draw in front of you. I just kind of got in there and went to work and just kind of did all the things that I'd done in my room when I was a kid, when I fought all the imaginary things that were bouncing around in my room and jumping out of closets at me. So I had a great time. It was kind of like coming full circle. We did it 4 or 5 days. Put everybody in there separately, and then you put me and Ewan, and then me, Ewan, and Hayden, and then they brought in all the Jedi extras, which was kind of hazardous. They didn't exactly go through all the training we did, so you kind of had to watch your back when they were in there. You have your lightsaber handle, and they have extensions on them that are metal covered in plastic, and they're green, same color as the wall, so they can put the color in. I had to spend a lot more time getting ready to do the things. We actually choreographed the Jango fight. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty tedious because those things hurt. Mm-hmm. Even though he didn't have a lightsaber, practicing with Nick, you get banged on the hand sometimes, if you forget a position. Mm-hmm. So it takes a little while to get used to moving fast because you start very slowly, kind of clack, 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 clack. Before you know it, it's like clack, 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 clack. And you learn your foot movements and things like that. So it's kind of fun. It's like a big dance.
Sam was bowled over by the Yoda Dooku lightsaber battle.
It's incredible. The catchphrase in that is, don't make him drop his cane. When he puts his cane down, it's time to run.
Episode 2 was shot using new digital cameras. As an actor, did Sam find that the new technology had an impact on him?
Well, you're aware of it because you move a lot faster. The setup time is way slower. way faster than film. Uh-huh. They're not checking the gate, they're not reloading, they're not doing all the things that you get used to on a film set. There's no dailies, there's no processing, it's just there.
Although Episode 2 might seem all action, Sam did enjoy playing the quieter and sometimes more dramatic scenes.
Talk to George about it. What we're trying to accomplish in each particular scene. He knows how all these things fit together, so you ask him the right questions, he gives you the right answers, and kind of puts you in there and trust our instincts to go ahead and do it. And, we're all Jedi, so it's not like we're having big arguments. We're always the calm guys. Everybody else is going crazy around us, and we're kind of sifting through the information and getting rid of the fat and going right to the heart of the matter.
Not much is known about Episode 3 yet, but Sam knows one thing for sure.
I know that I'm going to die. That's about it. I don't want to get shot in the back by some droid.
Maybe Mace Windu will fall foul of Boba Fett out to avenge his father.
I don't think he's skilled enough. You know, and we all know him as like a guy who like runs away and he like shoots people in the back. So it will probably either be a combination of Dooku and Anakin, or you know,
it has to be
maybe a couple of Sith Lords. But I plan to go out in a blaze of glory. Yeah. I actually got a lot of emails from the stunt coordinator, so he's always telling me how great this battle is going to be, so I have to take his word for it and know that something spectacular is going to happen. I'm not just going to just fall over dead.
As an actor, does Sam ever find the extended production process on the Star Wars films daunting?
Not really. The average movie does the same thing, you know, but the difference is George doesn't do audience testing, they do. Mm. So when they test something and they call you back, you just go back and do it. We shot in Australia 2 years ago, yeah. And they have to put stuff in it. We know that. And part of what George really enjoys doing is editing. So he shoots a lot of stuff so he can put it together the way he wants to.
Does that mean there are lost scenes featuring Sam in action?
Not lost. They're abbreviated. My saber battle with Django goes on a lot longer, or did, because, well, there was the reek running around inside the arena, and George used to talk about it. He said there's this big thing running around in there, and you kind of have to stay out of its way also. But it's kind of running amok, and once it knocked me over and my lightsaber goes flying, there was a point where I couldn't get to it. And Django's on the other side with his guns looking under the reek, and the reek's looking between both of us. I'm trying to get to my lightsaber and force it back into my hand. So it's a bit shorter than it was.
Did Sam or George have any concerns about someone as well-known fitting into the Star Wars universe?
Oh, I didn't. I don't know if he did. The first time we met and we started to talk about it, he said he actually didn't know what the story was going to be or how it was going to work out, and he'd seen, you know, some of my work and thought I was a pretty good actor. And if I really wanted to be in this, I would probably be running around going, you know, look out, duck, go that way, because I think originally he planned on making me like the Queen's Guard or something, because he hadn't come up with who Mace Windu was, even though there's an interesting story that says when he sat down to write the first one, the first character name he ever wrote was Mace Windu, even though he didn't show up until Episode 1. So I don't have any concerns about that. I was perfectly willing to be a stormtrooper and just be in the film. I didn't care. As long as I knew I was in it, it didn't matter. I didn't know until I actually went to a costume that he was a Jedi. When they gave me my robes, I'm like, uh-oh, this is great. And then they put a lightsaber on his. And then I read again, he never takes his lightsaber out.